This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. We start from two lines on the bottom on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Hahu Alama. There was a bully, the Havakum Tzar Lelahut Tzor Mirabanon, who was distressing a young rabbi. Also the commander of Yosef. So this Tzor Mirabanon came to Rabbi Yosef. Amarlei, Rabbi Yosef said, Zil Shamteg, put the guy in Cherem. You don't like what he's doing. Put him in Cherem. We had before, right? You're the top of the page. Talmud Shanida Lechvaydai Niduyav Nadoi, right? Naduyav Nidoi. Amarlei, so he said, Mistafinu Minei. I am afraid of him. I'm afraid if I put him in Cherem, he's a strong guy. He's going to hurt me. He's going to do something bad to him. Amarlei, Shkili Psichale, make it serious. Write a writ. W-R-I-T of excommunication, meaning make it formal. Really give it to him, yeah?
So he was his Talmud.
This was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef tells him, write out the Cherem. So he says, no, Koshkin is something I'm even, I'm for sure afraid of him. If I make it serious, he's going to really hurt me. Amar Le, he said, oh, then you don't have a choice. Shakle, take this document, Achde Bekada, put it in a jug. An earthenware jug. Marsha explains that a jug is a representation of a man, because just like when a jug breaks, there's no way to fix it. When a man dies, he ain't coming back. V'achdei be'kavri, put him in the cemetery. V'kari be' and blow into it, call into it, alfa shipuri, with 1,000 shofaros, ba'arbon yomin, 40 consecutive days. And a shofar. Ozal Ovid Hachi, he went and he did this. Paka kadu misalama. The jug broke, and the guy died.
Yeah, but putting a guy in Cherem versus killing him, I mean, like, this is a little bit...
It's like grandma, you know? I mean, how are you allowed to do this? How are you allowed to do this? Lamaisa, there's stories about Rav Nosson Adler and the Chassam Sofer, where Rav Nosson Adler gave the Chassam Sofer a shofar to blow, and he blew, and people left the world. Marsha says that by putting in the cemetery, that the jug represents a man, and putting in the floor of the cemetery is like burial. Yeah, it sounds like. So what happened was paka kada. By the way, somebody who is mevaza tam lechachem is chayv kares, right? It says it's Hashem who as Hashem who baza. He karis. That refers to mevaza tamachacham. Anyway, paka kada, the jug broke. Misalama, the bully died. The Gemara says, "My shipori, what is the role of a shofar in excommunication? Part of it is you blow the shofar. Shofar means shenifra in mimenu, that there's payback. This person is going to be repaid. He's going to be punished. Now, I wonder. We know there are many reasons for the shofar. You know, Rav Sadia going." Gives 10 reasons for the shofar, but this is not one of them. Somehow, maybe it's symbolic of the fact that if we don't do tshuva, there's pirayin. Anyway, my tvara, why do we blow broken sounds? Rashi says, Lama toiken tekiya ushvarim. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Breid Rabbi Yehuda, Tavri bate rami, to indicate that the tall buildings will crumble. The high house is the Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kamakam Shinasa Chacham Einayim, Oymisai Oini, wherever the rabbis put their eyes, either there's death or poverty. Meaning there's a concept, the Chachamim see beyond what's in front of them, right? They see the future. So that means they have very penetrating, piercing eyes, figuratively. So if they look at somebody because they're hurt, it's a very dangerous thing. You don't want to get on the wrong side. No, this is referring to the why do we blow shvarim by cherem? Why dafka shvarim? Yeah, on Rosh Hashanah we know because it says trua and trua is oy genu cheganach oy luleyala. But why by cherem? Okay, so the Gemara continues. A nazir and a matzayra who become tahar on chalamayid, they're allowed to shave. So the question is, does this mean they became tahar on chalamayid? Or what if they became tahar before? Ba'imine Rabbi Yirmi Rav Zer, Rabbi Yirmi asked Rav Zer, B'shalai ha'ilam p'nai? Is this only if they didn't have time to shave before Yom Tov? Idoma af b'shalai ha'ilam p'nai? Or maybe even if they did have time. Now, Pashim Shah, why in the world, if they did have time, would we allow them to shave Mechal Moed? Somebody who's a choylan, was Nisrap, and had time to shave before Yom Tov, we don't allow them to shave before on Chol Moed. So why would a Nazir Mitzar be any different? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Tanina. So Reb Zera said to Reb Yirmi, we already learned this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Elush Amrum Talagalech B'mayed, all the people who we say they're allowed to shave Mechal Moed, B'shaloi Ha'ilam P'nai, that's if they didn't have time. Avel Ha'ilam P'nai, if they had time before Yom Tov Asur, and they're now to shave Mechal Moed. However, Naziru Metzaira, Afal Pisha Ha'ilam P'nai, even though they had time, Mutarim, their Mutter, Shaloi Yishu Karbonoi Seyen, so that they don't delay their Karbonois. What? Right, because we know that a Nazir and a Metzaira, the Gemara had this as a Havamina this far, remember? The Gemara had a Havamina that you would think because they might come to delay their Karbanos, so there's a, you would think, right?
Yeah.
So here what we're saying is like this, that a Nazir and a Metzaira, they can't bring their karbanos until they shave. So if we're going to be machmer on them and say, since you had time to shave before Yom Tov, you're now to shave on Chol Hamoed, that's going to create a longer delay in their karbanos. We don't want to do that, so we're lenient with them. Okay, now we come to a very important sugya. Every sugya is important, but this is a basic sugya in Avelos. The Braisa says, Tana, ha-koyin v'ha-avel mutar b'giluach. A koyin and a mourner are allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed. So first we're going to analyze the Avel case. Hai Avel hechidami. I leima shachal shmini shalai be'erav haregel. So let's get a few things clear. We know that Yom Tov is mevatel shiva and Yom Tov is mevatel shloishim. Okay, there's a concept that Yom Tov comes and cancels shiva, Yom Tov comes and cancels shloishim. Provided the shiva started, or provided the shloishim started. But if let's say somebody dies on Yom Tov, chas v'shalom. So it's, the Yom Tov's not mevatel the shiva didn't start yet. So you start the shiva after the Yom Tov, you start the shloishim after the Yom Tov. But in other words, if somebody's in the middle of shiva, they sat one day shiva, and then Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov is mevatel the shiva, after Yom Tov, you start the shloishim. In other words, you do 23 days after. You do one day, let's say, of Avelos and 23 days of Shloshim. Or, let's say somebody did 7 days of Shiva and one day of Shloshim, and then Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov is Mevatel the Shloshim. So Yom Tov is Mevatel Shiva or Shloshim, provided they started. If they didn't start, you just delay it and you fulfill the Shiva and the Shloshim after Yom Tov. Good? Now there's a Shaila. How long is Shiva? When does Shloshim start? The Pashup Shad is, what do you mean when the Shloshim start? It starts on the 8th day. Yeah? But there's an opinion, Mixas Hayom Kekulai, so the middle of the 7th day, the Avelos ends and the Shloshim begins. Yeah? And it comes out of very big nafkamina, because what would happen if Yom Tov comes, in other words, what would happen if Yom Tov comes after 7 days? So you could say the guy finished the Shiva, started the Shloshim, and now Yom Tov b'mavatel the Shloshim. But the way we look at it is, no, the Shloshim didn't begin because you need 7 full days of Avelos and the Shloshim doesn't begin until day 8. So the Shloshim, we would say the Shloshim don't begin and therefore the Shloshim are continued after the Yom Tov. Okay? But there's a machlokes Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. Abba Shaul,
or full months after Yom
Tov? A full Shloshim after Yom Tov. Okay?
By the story of Cheirim, right, we said that
it's not.
Same people.
Yeah, but that's only by Cheirim. This is
by Cheirim, where do we say that again?
By the story when he sent him a message, said, come meet me after 30 days. But then he sent him another message.
And said, don't come.
Don't come after 30 days.
So he thought maybe Mixas Hayom Kukulai. Right. And that's Gabe Nidoi. Okay, so we're going to see by Avelis we don't pass in Mixas Hayom Kukulai. However, there is a sheet like that. Okay, so now the Shaila is, what's the case? Hechidami, Avel Hechidami. Ilei Meshachal Shmini Shaloi Be'erav HaRegel. If the 8th day came out on Erev Yom Tov. So then it comes out that he sat the Shiva. He had a little bit of Shleshim. The Yom Tov came in as Mavatel the Shleshim. If now another halacha, if Yom Tov is Mavatel the Shleshim, you're allowed to shave on that day. Because if Yom Tov is Mavatel the Shleshim, it's Mavatel the restrictions of the Shleshim. You're not allowed to shave during Shleshim. But if Yom Tov is Mavatel the Shleshim, now you're allowed to shave. So this guy could have shaved Erev Yom Tov. So what's the pshat? Why would you say the Avel is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? He could have done it Erev Yom Tov. And if he could have done it Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov.
This has to be talking about Sukkos.
Why?
Because Erev Pesach has a din of
He could have done it only after Chatzos, right? So let's say he could have done it before Chatzos.
Then you're going to be splitting the day.
No, Miksas Hayom Kukula is not... Miksas Hayom is even a second. Well. Yeah? But it has to be Yom, not light. In other words, Miksas Hayom. It has to be part of the day, day lie down. So Elamai, the eighth day came out on Erev Yom Tov. He should have shaved Yiboy Leil Gulchib Erev HaRegel. Ela... Shechal Shmini Shalai Liyos B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. The eighth day came out on Erev Yom Tov, which was a Shabbos. Now, even though it came out on a Shabbos, it's still Shloshim. And Yom Tov is going to come be Mavatel Shloshim. But Yom Tov won't allow you to shave because it's Shabbos. So here is a guy who did his Shiva, he did his Shloshim, and now we're going to allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because he couldn't have shaved before Yom Tov. He had no way to shave before Yom Tov.
Because Shloshim ended on Friday?
Because, no, the Shloshim began and ended on Shabbos. On Erev Yom Tov. Okay? So Gemara says, well, in that case, if day 8 is Shabbos, then we allow you to shave on Friday. Now, you say, wait a second, that's only if you hold Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai, we should allow you to shave on Friday. Because you finished the Shiva on Friday, and you started the Shloshim on Friday. And so we'll allow you to shave on Friday. But according to us, who don't hold a Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai, why would you be allowed to shave on Friday?
It's the seventh day, right?
It's the seventh day. If you don't hold Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai, how can you shave during Shiva? The answer is even the Chachamim who don't hold the Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai, they would be lenient if the next day is going to be Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. So even they would agree under these circumstances, we say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai. So that's what the Gemara says. If that's the case, Ibay Lugulche Erev Shabbos. He should have shaved Erev Shabbos. The Amar of Chizda, Amar of Vino Bar Shila, Halacha Ka'aba Shol. Rav Chizda says, name Ravina Bar Shila. The Halacha is like Abba Shol. That what? Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulai. And therefore you're allowed to shave on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. And what about the Chachamim? Umaydim Chachamim la'Abba Shol. The Chachamim agree to Abba Shol. B'shachal Shmini Shaloi Liyos B'Shabbos. That the eighth day comes out on Shabbos. Erev Harega, which is Erev Yom Tov. Shemotur Legaleach Erev Shabbos. That you're allowed to shave Erev Shabbos. So what's the case? In other words, how could you say an Avil could shave on Yom Tov if the eighth day came out Erev Yom Tov, you should have shaved Erev Yom Tov. If Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, you should have shaved Friday, even according to the Chachamim. Lo tzricha shechal shvi shaloi liyos b'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. The seventh day fell out on Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. Now there's no way, when could you have shaved? The sixth day? Nobody says you could shave the sixth day. But here's the question. So then, shouldn't everyone agree you could shave on Chol HaMoed? Why doesn't our Mishnah list this as one of the examples of that you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed if the seventh day of Avelos comes out on on what? On Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So listen to this.
But is it just shaving or is it all these? Doesn't there's a lot of issues like chibes, like washing? Why is it just shaving?
Well, we're going on the mission. The mission said exceptions to those who are allowed to be Megaleach.
Shouldn't it just be Megaleach?
It should be what? Kibbutz also?
Yeah.
Inachanami. Because I think all the cases of...
No, but you could wash on Chol HaMoed. You know, shave on Chol HaMoed. This is a case where...
No, in other words...
Not Ruchitza, laundry.
Oh,
right. So I think the same applies for kibbutz. So now the question is, it's talking about what the seventh day came out on Shabbos Erev Yom Tov. and therefore you had no opportunity to shave before, and you're allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed. So why does the Tana of our Mishnah not list this case? So apparently the Tana of the Mishnah holds like the Chachamim, meaning it would come out only Abba Shol will allow you to shave on Chol Hamoed, but the Chachamim will not allow you to shave on Chol Hamoed. Why? Because Abba Shol will say that why were you not allowed to shave Erev Yom Tov? Not because you were an Avel. Let's read inside. Tana bara savar. The Tana, the Braisa holds savar la ka Abba Shol. The Amar mixes sayim kekulai. The Yom Hashvi and the seventh day oilolay lekan lekan works for both the Shiva and the Shloshim,
which is Shabbos.
And really, you would have been able to shave al si avelus, but it's Shabbos. So since it's Shabbos, you're an honest. We came to Shabbos have an honestu. But our Tana holds that no, you can shave on Chol Hamoed. Why? Because the reason you couldn't shave on Erev Yom Tov is not Shabbos. The reason you couldn't have shaved is Avelos. So if it's because of Avelos, you're not an Oinus. Let's look at Rashi. Tana didan savala k'rabbana. But our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, doesn't list the case. He holds like the Rabbana, the Amri. They hold Loy Amrina makes the same kukulai. So the Shiva's not up. You can't shave. So if you can't shave, I should be allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed. Why only in Abba Shol, where Shabbos, right? In Abba Shol, Shabbos is stopping me from shaving. In the Rabbanon, Avelos is stopping me from shaving. But who cares what's stopping me from shaving? Either way, I'm an Oinus. Let's see, Rashi. Hi, Tana de Braisa. The Tani Avel Megaleach B'Moyed, he holds like Abba Shol that the seventh day counts both for Shiva and for Shloshim. And since Shloshim began, you should have shaved. The only thing is, Shabbos doesn't let me. I'm an Oinus, so I can shave on Chol Hamoed.
The Toiras Avelis is still hovering over the Avel on Shabbos.
And we're not in Abba Shol.
No, in Abba Shol, it's like hovering. Meaning like even though there's no Din Avelis on Shabbos.
Right.
But he's still considered in Avelis.
Correct, but...
I'm just explaining it in a way that I understand.
So now, but the question is, why would the Chachamim say, I'm not allowed to shave on Yom Tov? Why wouldn't the Chachamim agree you're an Oinus?
Is there a point that you could have done it?
So then certainly I'm an Oinus.
No, because you're in Avelis on Shabbos.
But
just Shabbos doing, but you're in Torah's Avelis. Shabbos, even though you're not practicing it, you're still in Avelis.
So one second. If Shabbos stops me, I'm an Oinus. And if I'm an Oinus, then I'm allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed.
Yes.
But if someone's an Avel, they're not an Oinus?
Correct.
Why?
Because he's in Betoiras Avelis. An Avel, let's say he was from Tuesday to
Tuesday. But the whole reason...
Right? That Shabbos,
what's
right?
The reason you're not allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed? The reason you're not allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed is because we don't want you to go into Yom Tov disheveled.
Did he ever have a time when he could have been Misafir on Shabbos? Yes. Because it's Yom Kekule in Abba Shol. So the second half of that day, if not for Shabbos, would have. Here, according to the Chum,
I understand.
Not, right.
So, but the fact that I couldn't made it that I should be allowed to on Chol Hamoed. I'm in jail.
Rashi's like saying he's not leaving Avelis. In other words,
why is Avelis not enough? Why is Avelis less than... less than being a chayla beis asurim is a shivya.
Shloshim has to begin before Yom Tov in order for Yom Tov to push off the shloshim.
Right.
So if we say that,
so in this case,
when Yom Tov starts, he wasn't in the shloshim yet, so Yom Tov can't push off the shloshim, so mameli he can't shave.
So what do you want? What's the status of the shloshim here? The Shiva was finished when Erev Yom Tov, but the Shloshim didn't begin.
It only started when Yom Tov started.
So the Shloshim is pushed off.
It's pushed off.
Right.
But he still has to be Naig Yom Tov. In the case, if you hold Mixas and Kikulai, then the Shloshim started on Shabbos before Yom Tov started. And once Yom Tov starts, then the
Shloshim... Yeah, the Shloshim is out. It's blown out of the water if you hold Mixas and Kikulai.
Right.
And if you don't hold Mixas and Kikulai, the Shloshim didn't even begin yet.
Right. So then you can't shave because you're still in Shloshim, no?
Who? In what?
In Chol Hamoed. Meaning according to the Rabbanim...
You're saying the Rabbanon, you can't shave because
you can't
you're an Avel?
Because you're still in Avelis and in the Shloshim.
I don't know. Well, that's a different... That. Rashi says you can't shave because of Chol Hamoed, not because of the Shloshim. Look at Rashi. The Rabbanon hold, Amrinan loy amrinan mitzvah sayam kekulei. Ella shiva shleima, meaning in 7 full days. Vakati loy shleima avelos. The shiva, the avelos was not completed. The shiva koydim aregel. Right, excuse me. Vakati loy shalom avelos the shiva koydim aregel. The 7 days were not completed for the regel. Veloy have anus. You're not an anus. Why? Because even if it wasn't Shabbos, I couldn't shave because of the avelos. But the question is,
why is that not considered an onus?
Right, that's the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. Why isn't the avelos considered an onus?
It's not an onus.
The Rosh Hashanah asks, let me find it very quickly. Dynamite Bays. Because they're two einsim, it becomes what worse?
I don't
understand.
A regular guy, you know, who's in the week and has Shabbos. What's the difference between
the Rosh Hashanah asks your kasha also. Why didn't Rashi just say, according to Rabbanan, you can't shave because of Shloshim?
Right.
So I would have said, because the Shloshim didn't begin yet. He says, V'zo yesho mishon damrin la'el. Yeah, that's the Pshat. The Pshat is, you're right, you're not in Shloshim. The Shloshim is deferred.
Right.
No, he asked your question. Why didn't Rashi say the reason you're not in Shloshim is because of Shloshim? The answer is because you're not in Shloshim. The whole Shloshim is like...
So then what are you in? You're like in...
You're in...
Of what?
Nothing, you're in Yom Tif. Can we finish up the page and then let's discuss on Shabbos, yeah? Okay, says the Gemara, "Hi, Koyin Hechidami. What's the case of Koyin? Ilema the Shalom Mishmartoi Erev Haregel. If the Koyin finished his Mishmar Erev Yomtiv, so if he finished, we know a Koyin whose Mishmar is over. He goes from Sunday to Shabbos, and let's say Shabbos is Erev Yomtiv. So Iboile Legluche Erev Haregel. He should have shaved Erev Haregel because we know that in other words." If he finished his Mishmar, Erev Yom Tif, he should have shaved when? Erev Haregel. Let's see Rashi. If he finished his Mishmar, Erev Haregel, b'Shabbos, because the Mishmar is only over on Shabbos. Ah, so Rashi, he should have shaved Erev Regel, meaning Erev Shabbos, which is, for all practical purposes, Erev Yom Tif. It's not really Erev Yom Tif. It's really Erev Erev, right?
From Chamishi, a lot of shave.
So we say Anshi Mishnah Asum Begiluach Hamishi, meaning from Thursday on, not just so. So he should have shaved on Friday.
Right.
Says Gemara Loitzvich the Shal Mishmar to Beregel, where the Yom Tov started, but his Mishmar continued. Let's say Yom Tov started on Thursday, and the Mishmar was up on Shabbos. So in that case, what's the halacha? The Braisa says you're allowed to shave. So Tana Didan Savar, the Tana of our Mishnah holds you're not allowed to. Why? Kivan the Tanan. Since we learned in Mishnah B'Shloshim Prakim Mishnah, how you call a Mishmar Shavos, 3 times a year, all 24 Mishmaris were equal. Be'emurei Haragolim, they could all partake of the Emurim of the Karbanos Baran Yom Tov, of a Chilik Lechem HaPanim, they could all divide the Lechem HaPanim that was divided on Shabbos. So the Pshat is, his Mishmar didn't end. It's not the Pshat that, someone whose Mishmar ends on Yom Tov, is allowed to shave Mechal Moed, because the Mishnah didn't end. The Mishnah is continuing with the rest of Klai, so command the Lord Shal Mishmar to regal dummy. But Tana Baro Savar, the Tana of the Brizer, is you're allowed to, he holds one Mishmar ended and a new one begins. Afagav the Shaykh, Bahanach Mishmar, even though he's connected to those Mishmar, Mishmar Te Mio Shli Malay. His Mishmar has ended. Vaiter, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Elu Sha'amru Mutarm Legalech B'Moed, anyone who's allowed to shave Mechal Moed, Mutarm Legalech B'Mei Avlan, Avelan, is allowed to shave when they're in Aval. So anyone who could shave on Chol HaMoed, let's say somebody who's in jail, let's say somebody who was let out of prison, let's say someone who was healed, who could shave on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, if somebody was in jail, in other words, let's say somebody was in jail before the Avelos began and they were let out of jail during the Avelos, they're allowed to shave during the Avelos. Aiva Tanya Asurim, but we learned in Braisa that it's Asur. No. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Shila, Rav Chizda said, Rav Shila, Ki Tanya Hacha Mutaren, when are you allowed to buy Avelos? Not Stam, anyone who's an Avel, who's let out of jail, or who is healed, is allowed to shave. Bisha Takfu Avelov. That's if he has two Avelos back to back, so it's very, very long. He hasn't gone such a long time. And before that, he was in jail, then we allow you. So Gemara says, No, but we know that anytime there's back-to-back avelos, stamazo, you're allowed to shave, you're allowed to do what you have to do, even if you weren't in jail before. Ibisha takfu avelov, if you had consecutive avelos, ma'ir yokol elu sha'amru, why does it have to be one of these cases mentioned in the Mishnah? Filu kuli amanami. Anyone in the world is allowed to shave when you have back-to-back avelos. The tanya takfu avelov zachas, if you have consecutive avelos, hechbit sara, if you have a lot of hair, make a batar, you could make it lighter with a razor, mechavis k'susavayim, and you can wash your clothing in water. So right now the Gemara is assuming you could use anything, a razor, a scissor, water, detergent. So Gemara says, no. When it's back-to-back, we only are lenient that you could cut your hair with a razor, which is a shinoi, or you could wash your clothing with water, not detergent, which is shinoi. But here the chiddush is, when you're back-to-back and before you were in jail, then you could use scissors and you could use detergent. Ha'imar Allah, the Gemara says, Amrav Chizda, betarvel abim mismarayim. This kula of takfu avelim is only a razor and not scissors, b'mayim v'loy b'neser, water and not detergent, v'loy ba'al and not aloe. Rav Chizda says, if that's the case, if when you have back-to-back avelos, we allow you to use cold water, that means that typically an avel can't even use cold water. Rav Chizda, Samaras, avel also betachbayis says, from here we see an avel is not even allowed to use cold water. Tan Rabbanan, Keshem sha'amru also legalech b'mayit, just like they said, you're not a shem in chalamayit, kacha also litot tziparnayim b'mayit, can't cut your nails in chalamayit. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi mater. Rabbi Yossi says, no. We're afraid somebody might go into Yom Tov unkempt with his hair, but not unkempt with his fingers. Nobody's going to let their fingernails grow long. Rabbi Yossi says you could cut your nails on Chalamayit. Okay, Shem Sha'amra, next halacha. Shem Sha'amra, Avel Asar Galech B'mei Aveloi. Just like they said, an Avel is not a shave during his Avelos. Kach Asar Lito Tziparnayim. An Avel can't trim his nails. B'mei Aveloi. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Mater. So Rabbi Yehuda is machmir about cutting nails on Chalamayit. And Rabbi Yehuda is machmer about cutting nails for an avel. Rabbi Yossi is makel for cutting nails on chalamayit, and he's makel for an avel. Amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ba'avel. That when it comes to avelos, we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, and the avel cannot cut his nails. But halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'mayid. That when it comes to chalamayit, we're makel like Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to cut your nails on chalamayit. And Shmuel, we'll see next week, says the opposite. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, have a great... Yes, like Shmuel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.